Annie Lee Keys stands on a rain-soaked Texas highway, thumb extended, guitar pawned, and dreams intact. Despite being hungry, broke, and alone, she refuses to cry. Instead, she composes lyrics in her head that reflect her determination. Is it easy? No, it ain't. Can I fix it? No, I can't. When a ride turns dangerous, the driver's unwanted hand on her thigh, Annie Lee pulls out a gun, forces him from his vehicle, and drives away singing about being driven into the darkness. This fierce independence carries her to Nashville, where she stands outside the Cat's Paw Saloon, giving herself a pep talk before entering. After convincing the bartender to let her perform, she borrows a guitar and takes the stage. Though initially nervous, she closes her eyes and imagines singing to her childhood teddy bear. By the second verse, she's belting with everything she has, connecting deeply with the sparse crowd who soon demand more, stomping their feet and singing along. But Nashville isn't just about talent, it's about survival. Walking home one night, Annie Lee is chased by a mysterious man in cowboy boots. She barely escapes, hiding between dumpsters, her heart pounding as she watches his shadow pass. This incident foreshadows the danger that follows her, hinting that whoever pursued her wasn't just after her money, but something more personal, something connected to the past she's desperately trying to outrun. What would you risk to make your dreams come true? For Annie Lee, the answer is everything, even her safety. After her performance, Annie Lee meets Ethan Blake, a studio musician who later introduces her to Ruthanna Ryder, a retired country music legend who has firmly closed the door on her career. Despite initially dismissing Ethan's excitement about Annie Lee, Ruthanna's curiosity gets the better of her, and she visits the Cat's Paw to see this girl for herself. When Annie Lee takes the stage, Ruthanna is immediately captivated. Despite the girl's small stature and innocent appearance, her voice is extraordinary, a honey-colored soprano that's both clear and luminous. Annie Lee sings with wisdom and experience far beyond her years, her voice alternating between sweet trill and powerful roar. Yet after the performance, Ruthanna delivers shocking advice. Get the hell out of Nashville while you still can. She warns that the music business will chew up and spit out someone as small as Annie Lee. Devastated but defiant, Annie Lee respectfully tells her idol she can go screw herself. This confrontation leads to an unlikely friendship when Ruthanna, impressed by Annie Lee's spirit, invites her to stay at her mansion after discovering the young singer has been sleeping in parks. The relationship deepens as they work together in Ruthanna's private studio, where vintage guitars line the walls. Ruthanna shares stories about her rise to fame, including the challenges of touring in the 1970s when female artists weren't taken seriously and the industry's persistent sexism. Through their conversations, Annie Lee learns not just about music, but about survival in an industry that often treats women as accessories rather than artists. Annie Lee quickly establishes herself in Nashville's music scene, performing at the Lucky Horseshoe as a human jukebox who can play any classic country song from memory. Her encyclopedic knowledge spans from Hank Williams to Patsy Cline, and her performances draw growing crowds with tip jars filling rapidly. Her breakthrough comes when Ruthanna arranges a high-stakes meeting with ACD Records, one of Manhattan's most prestigious labels. In the imposing glass and steel building, Annie Lee faces down label head Tony Graham, who dismissively refers to her as just a pretty little nobody. When he challenges her to explain what makes her special among thousands of aspiring singers, Annie Lee pulls out her guitar, an act of defiance against industry protocol, and launches into a three-song performance that leaves the room stunned. When Graham begins discussing standard contract terms that would strip away her rights, Annie Lee makes the boldest move of all. She walks out, guitar case in hand. This calculated risk pays off within hours when Tony calls back, conceding to her core demands for creative autonomy. But success attracts danger. After a radio breakthrough and joining a 12-city tour, Annie Lee's past catches up with her in Las Vegas. A man who calls her Rose attacks her in her hotel room. Using quick thinking, Annie Lee stabs him with a stiletto heel and makes a desperate escape attempt. Trapped with her attacker closing in, she climbs onto the balcony and jumps rather than let him kill her. Have you ever wondered what price fame really demands? For some, it's not just hard work, it's running from shadows that never stop chasing. In the hospital after her fall, Annie Lee refuses to explain anything to police, then escapes and hitchhikes toward Arkansas, accidentally introducing herself as Rose, revealing her divided identity. Meanwhile, Ethan's search leads him to Marshall, Arkansas, where a waitress reveals that Annie Lee Keys is actually Rose McCord, a local who disappeared years ago. At the McCord property, he meets Clayton Dunning, Rose's abusive stepfather, before Rose's half-sister Alice secretly tells him Rose likely went to confront her ex-husband Gus Hobbs, whom she describes as a really bad man. Following Alice's directions down unmarked dirt roads, Ethan finds Hobbs's cabin and, after a violent confrontation, discovers Rose bound in the cellar. At the sheriff's station, Rose finally shares her truth. At 20, fleeing Clayton's abuse, she'd married Gus, whose charm quickly became control. He eventually sold her to a trafficking ring led by someone known only as Dee. For 2 years, she was moved between cities, held captive in motels where she never saw daylight. She escaped when Dee passed out drunk, leaving her unshackled. She fled, knowing failure meant death, creating the Annie Lee Keys persona to stay hidden. Sometimes our greatest songs come from our deepest wounds, the stories we're most afraid to tell. 9 months later, Rose McCord, no longer hiding as Annie Lee, performs at the Country Music Awards alongside Ruthanna Ryder. Their duet receives a standing ovation, symbolizing both partnership and succession. In a moment of vulnerability, Rose thanks Jack Holm, her manager, and Ruthanna, who became her mentor and mother figure. When acknowledging Ethan, her voice softens as she displays her engagement ring, representing love found and trust restored. As she performs Dark Night, Bright Future, the autobiographical song written during her darkest days, her voice carries a freedom born of self-acceptance. The lyrics blend themes of escape, survival, and triumph, resonating with an audience now familiar with her story. Rose's transformation from a frightened runaway sleeping in her car to a confident artist embracing her identity transcends mere stardom. It demonstrates the healing possible when one stops running and reclaims their narrative. In Nashville, they say success takes 10 years to happen overnight. But for Rose McCord, success wasn't measured in album sales. It was found in the courage to stop running and sing her truth. Perhaps that's the most powerful country song, not just surviving your past, but transforming it into something that helps others survive theirs.